Kamala Harris's Jewish support sinks to lowest level for a Democrat since Michael Dukakis in 1988. By Wendell Hasebo on September 12, 2024. Vice President Kamala Harris's support among Jewish voters is at its lowest level for a Democrat since the 1988 election, when former Governor Michael Dukakis, D, lost to George H.W. Bush. Harris's diminished support suggests Jewish voters are uneasy about the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Hamas-Israel war and its management of pro-Palestinian protests on college campuses. Harris's support among registered Jewish voters is 65%. Pew Research found this week, the lowest mark for a Democrat since Dukakis lost to Bush, with only 64% support among the demographic. Trump has 34% support among Jewish voters, according to Pew polling. After the 1988 election, support for Democrats among Jewish voters increased into the high 70s and low 80s. In former President Obama's 2012 election, support for the Democrat nominee sunk again to the high 60s and hovered around 70% until 2020. President Joe Biden won 70% of American Jewish support, while 30% went for Trump, according to Pew, 4 points less than his current 2024 support. Before the 1988 election, Reagan appealed to Jewish voters, curtailing the demographic's support of the Democrat Party in the 1980 and 1984 elections. Mondale only received 57% support in 1984 and Carter only garnered 45% support in 1980. Watch, Trump, if you're Jewish and you vote for Kamala Harris, you have to have your head examined. On average, since 1968, 71% of Jewish voters have selected Democrat candidates, 6 points more than Harris's current support of 65%, according to the Jewish Virtual Library. Brief histories of the Jewish vote are here and here. Wendell Hasebo is a political reporter with Breitbart News and a former RNC war room analyst. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality. Follow Wendell on X @WendellHasebo or on Truth Social @WendellHasebo.